Clare FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. How many of Ireland's counties have you visited? Off the top of your head, are there a few that you still have to check off your list? Well, I guess most of us probably get to all of them in our lifetimes, or certainly very close to it, but very few of us manage to travel through all 32 counties as quickly as my next guests. Dan McInerney's on the line. He's in Innisdiamond. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. As part of a fundraising effort, you've done all 32 counties. It was to be 24 hours. I think you did even quicker than that, isn't that right?
We did, yeah. We had over 4 hours to spare in the end.
Wow. So, talk to me about why you did it, first of all.
We decided to do a fundraiser for the Doolin Rescue and the RNLI, I suppose. It's a very topical... there are very topical causes at the moment, something that a lot of people are benefiting from, not that people want to.
Of course.
We decided to do something different. I suppose we had seen others doing it online before, and we decided to give it a go ourselves.
And is it a race, a jaunt, a bit of crack?
It's a bit of crack. I wouldn't call it a race. We didn't break any speed limits or anything.
Of course,
we had plenty of time to spare at the end.
So what sort of route did you take?
We started off in Tarbert, County Kerry, and more or less ticked off most of Munster one by one before we headed up the east coast, moved across out into the Midlands, and up to the north, and around the top of Ireland and back down the west coast.
So kind of an anti-clockwise circle or something
more
close
or less,
to it?
Yeah.
Okay, and a lot of planning obviously there went into that, but I mean it's not the most arduous of things to do when you're driving along the way, obviously, but a lot of planning and a lot of work had gone into the fundraising side of things, clearly.
Oh, there was, yeah. I mean, we're planning this was about 3 months. The room I'm sitting in here at the moment talking to you, I'm looking at a map here in front of me with lines drawn all over it, possible routes that we talked about at the time, and copies with scribbles here and there. We were talking about it with about 3 months, and yeah, it's a good bit of planning now, in fairness, yeah.
Okay, there was a good group of you doing it.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, we met up quite regularly. It was great crack.
Good stuff. Well, there was five of you in total doing it. Some of the lads are with you there, and I'll speak to them in turn. Stay with them as well, Dan, but we'll talk to Colin O'Driscoll now, who I think should be there with you as well. Colin, good morning to you, Colin.
How's it going, Gavin?
And thanks very much for joining us this morning. So why did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I suppose when we were talking about it, we said it was a great cause, so I said, I'll jump in the wagon.
And was any of it difficult in terms of the fundraising, in terms of the logistics, the planning?
I suppose the hardest part was trying to get us all together to meet and get at the same time to get everything. But when we got in touch with people and told them what we were doing, it was easy enough.
And who supported you?
We had the likes of Top Oil give us a sponsorship card for fuel. Mm. We got all the tolls sponsored for us.
Oh, very
things
good.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you obviously reached out to companies and had kind of very goodwill in return then, obviously.
Yeah, they had no hassle
good
giving
stuff.
Us anything. Yeah.
And then what sort of documentation do you do along the way, or what did you do to prove that you'd done it? I know there was a lot of photos taken.
We documented all mostly on Snapchat. We kind of took a video of us pucking the ball over each county border. And we got it all up on Facebook now.
Did you do that on every county border?
Every county border, yeah.
So you've not only have you been to every county, but you've hurled in every county.
We've hurled in every county, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all up on the Facebook page, if the video's there, if anyone wants to see it.
And what's the Facebook page for people who want to see it?
32 and 24 for the RNLI and Doolin Coast Guard.
Very good. People know what to look for there. Colin Gaman, we'll talk to Tony there as well. That's Colin O'Driscoll there, one of those who took part in this one. Another one was Tony Malone. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Evan.
And what was the mood like throughout this trip? I mean, it sounds a bit of fun, if nothing else.
To be honest, it was great crack for all of us. We just enjoyed it from the start to the finish, in fairness. There was a few hours there, especially at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, after all, it's been awake for nearly 20 hours at that stage, but it was just great crack. Between the five of us, we all got on very well, and we're just egging each other on the whole time just to get it done and get over the line.
And do you need that egging on? Do you need that bit of motivation?
Alright, you know yourself now, after a lot of hours awake and we start to get tired early in the morning, come to 7, 8 o'clock and things like that, we're all awake for nearly a day at that stage, and Ara, we were just driving each other around at that stage. It was just great crack and things like that.
I know that Dan mentioned that it's been done before and that you'd seen bits online, but there aren't many that have done what you have done. Do you think that the unique or the relatively unique or relatively unusual way in which you've raised funds was that the key to the success of it? I mean, there's a huge amount of money that's been raised, I know.
Well, as we started out with this whole idea, we actually tried to find people that had it done before, and we couldn't find, we'll say, an official group that did it as publicly as we did and documented it in the same way that we did too. So in a way it was kind of new ground because we'd no route to go from or anything like that.
Sure,
so
yeah,
it was kind of breaking ground for us especially.
Okay, who did most of the driving?
Dan did most of the driving. Now it was fair play to him. He took one for the team there, and yeah.
Fair play. Well, I'll talk about that so in a second, and I'll talk to Cahill as well. Tony, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Tony Malone there. Also doing this, not with us this morning, was Derek McInerney, but Cahill Frawley is with us. Good morning to you, Cahill.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for joining us. And fair play to you. I mean, you know, look, as I said already, you know, you sit in the car for a day. You know, people have done more for charity in terms of physical effort and everything else. But the amount of money that's been raised, it's a very significant sum, around $4,000 or thereabouts, for two very worthy causes. There's a bit of pride out of that, I'm sure.
Oh, very surely. We were planning it there, sure, with a few months. And, you know, we were always doing something, trying to get a bit of sponsorship or, you know, money or sponsorship cards or something like that. So... You know, we were always kind of constantly working, trying to get something for it. So I suppose in the end, it's all kind of paying dividends now at this stage.
No, absolutely, indeed. And it's, as I say, it's a nice one to have done it. It's a good story to tell as well. What do you make of the fact that you're getting a bit of coverage and a bit of reaction now that you've finished it all?
Well, I suppose it's kind of a great thing, really. Didn't really for ourselves at all, Gavin, to be honest with you. Know, more really to raise awareness now for the RNLI, but you know, I suppose that the fact that we're getting a bit of coverage ourselves will take now. we won't throw it away, but it's really to raise awareness now for the RNLI and Doolin Rescue, and you know, they're two great causes, so we may as well take a bit of the praise while it's gone, I suppose.
And they're very valued locally, obviously, as well, if people have responded to give you so much money.
They are, surely, yeah. Because now, as Dan said earlier, not that people really want to use them, but they're always there, and you know, they're always doing a great service there for people in our care. So we said we may as well raise awareness for them more than anyone else, because you know, they're very close to the heart of the community, I suppose.
No, of course, absolutely. Are they good lads to go travelling in a car with?
Good company. We great crack for the most of the time, anyway. You know yourself, sure. There's always something like. I remember there at one stage, Colin lost his hat there, sticking his head out the window on the Wicklow County border. And he was walking back the road at about 3 o'clock in the morning. He was looking for it, and a goat hopped out, and we'd hop in the car again and keep going at a rate of 90. But sure, apart from that, no, it was all great crack, and we couldn't say we had any real problems at all.
Fair play. And the fact that you're all in the same room this morning is a good sign then as well, in terms of not being sick to the back teeth of each other as well. So we do appreciate that. Fair play to you, as I say. And I'll talk to Dan just briefly before I let you go as well. But thanks very much for joining us, man. That's Cahill Frawley there, as I say, himself, Colin O'Driscoll, Derek McInerney, Tony Malone, and Dan McInerney doing this one. What distance did you cover, Dan, in the end?
It was 1,211 kilometres, Gavin.
750-odd miles, so in all.
Yeah.
Money. Good stuff. So it's probably shorter than most people would have imagined when you consider the size of the country, but you're nipping in and out of counties, I'm sure, all along the way as you're travelling around.
We were, yeah, that's it. I mean, there was some counties we were only in at the edge of them. It's just the way it worked out. It was the fastest way to get to the next one, you know?
Okay. It's about 4,000 you think you'll raise ultimately?
That's it, yeah. I mean, there's donations coming in all the time. We have an online GoFundMe page, and it's coming in the whole time through that, as well as sponsorship cards we have up in the area, and businesses are donating money to us as well, which is fantastic.
Good stuff. And going to the RNLI and going to Doolin Rescue as well, as we know, and we've emphasised already, very important groups. The reason I just wanted to talk to you finally, Dan, was just that GoFundMe that you mentioned. If people want to find out more details, if they want to say well done to you in the form of a donation, what do you want them to do?
You can go to www.gofundme.com/32 and 24 Doolin. That you can find that as well on our Facebook page. it's all linked up from there. Search for 32 and 24 for Doolin Rescue / RNLI on Facebook, and everything is there.
Okay, well done. Do I want to know what's next? Because at some point somebody's going to want you to do another one of these fundraising challenges. You know,
we mentioned every country in Europe in a week, but we're not sure yet. So that might be something for next year.
There'll be a bit more than 700 miles in that one, I can tell you.
I'd say so, yeah.
Well, look, let us know if you're doing another one, and fair play to you in this one so far, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
No problem at all, thank you. That's Dan McInerney there in Ennis Diamond. Before that, you heard from Carl Foley, Colin O'Driscoll, and from Tony Malone, who along with Derek McInerney took part in that 32 in 24 challenge and did it in under 20. But raising £4,000 or thereabouts for local services, and well done to them. We will be back with more very shortly indeed.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.